This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Till about 1:15 or so this afternoon, Silicon Valley Daylight Saving Time, Marissa Mayer was a widely respected, highly influential, and firmly ensconced vice president at Google. At 1:16, boom, she was the new CEO of Yahoo. It is, with not really very much exaggeration at all, a huge move, both for Mayer and for Yahoo. Andrew Ross Sorkin is editor-at-large in the New York Times Deal Book blog. He's also an anchor on CNBC's Squawk Box really early in the morning. Andrew, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So remind us who Marissa Mayer is, would you?
Well, Marissa Mayer is one of the most senior people at Google. She has been in charge of the look and feel of everything you know about Google, that famous Google homepage that you put your search terms into. She was one of the people that was very involved in the look and feel and what we think about Gmail today, mm-hmm. and Google News and Google Images and Google Maps. And so everything that we touch in many ways on Google, she has been a huge part of.
And Yahoo looked around and said, we want you. What are they hoping, do you think, that she will bring to them that they haven't been able to find in anybody else? And they really haven't, right?
Well, you know, Yahoo's really struggled, and they've struggled on multiple fronts. Really, more than anything, it's been about finding a leader with a vision and a reputation to bring people along, to be able to hire really great talent in this fierce, horrible bidding war that goes on in Silicon Valley between Google and Facebook and Yahoo. You know, Yahoo has really been the loser in all of this. And this idea that you could bring somebody in like Marissa to really try to attract new talent, to really focus on what they describe as the quote-unquote end-user experience, the way we interact with Yahoo. You know, I was speaking with David Filo today, who's the co-founder mm-hmm. of Yahoo, mm-hmm. with Jerry Yang, and he was saying one of the things that just that Yahoo's lacked over all these years is, with all the turnover at the top, has been a focus on the way the thing looks and feels and the way you interact with it, and that's one of the reasons so many people, in his mind, have left Yahoo. And so I think that she has the opportunity potentially to bring that back to the fore, to try to bring new talent with her.
Is this a little bit, just getting back to that bidding war you mentioned, is this a little bit of addition by subtraction? Not only is Yahoo getting Marissa Mayer, a huge get, but they're also stealing her from Google.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, in the pantheon of great, you know, in this great discussion of Google versus Microsoft versus Yahoo versus Facebook, this is one for the ages. This was a surprise. You know, for the past month, we've heard many names bandied about who could take over this company. And she was never somebody you had mentioned, in part because you never thought she was really going to leave Google.
Yeah.
And so, yes, this is in many ways a big get. Now, one note of caution, I should say, she's never run a company.
Yeah.
So she's never been a CEO before. She manages a lot of people. She manages, by the way, over 1,000 people at Google. But that's very different than being the CEO of a company. I should also note she just joined the board recently of Walmart. So she does have. So she's trying to, you know, gain some corporate experience there. And as part of this, not only will she be the CEO, she'll be the president, and she's also going to join the board of Yahoo.
Yeah, this is unbelievably cynical. But two questions, and I'm going to roll into one because we're almost out of time. Number one, how long does her honeymoon last? And number two, it seems like kind of a risk for Yahoo.
Well, honeymoons, I think, like this could last anywhere from 6 months to a year, which probably, frankly, is not enough time in terms of really being able to turn things around in a measurable way. Perhaps investors will give her a little bit longer than that. As to your second question,
it sounds like I've got you flummoxed a little bit.
You've got me. You do have me flummoxed. I'm not sure what the right answer is. I do think it's a risk for Yahoo, but in many respects, it's probably also a risk for her.
Good point. Andrew Ross Sorkin, he edits Deal Book at the New York Times, broke the story about Marissa Mayer going to Yahoo today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.